This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. NDA MPs today felicitated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the landmark India-EU-US trade deal during the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting at the Parliament House complex. BJP National President Nitin Nobin was also formally welcomed at the meeting. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Ashwini Vaishnav, Bhupinder Yadav, Lok Jan Shakti Party MP Chirag Paswan, AIADMK MP M. Thambidurai, NCP MP Praful Patel, Apnadal S. MP Anupriya Patel, among others, NDA MPs were present during the meeting. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced U.S. tariff of 18%. The Prime Minister extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. He said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that United States' amazing relationship with India will be even stronger going forward. Mr. Trump said Prime Minister Modi is one of his greatest friends and a powerful and respected leader of India. Mr. Trump further said that he and Prime Minister Modi are two people that get things done, something that cannot be said for most. Both the Houses of Parliament will continue the discussions on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. In the Rajya Sabha, 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting raids on multiple locations in West Bengal today. ED is searching the house of a businessman in Durgapur, Prabir Datta, who deals in coal and sand. In a separate raid, the house of officer in charge of Budbud Police Station, Manoranjan Mondal, is being searched. The India Met Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted dense fog likely at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Bihar, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh and Odisha today. Dense fog in the national capital is affecting flight operations at Delhi Airport, with movements currently under Cat-3 conditions, which may lead to delays or disruptions. Delhi Airport has issued an advisory asking passengers to contact their respective airlines or visit the official website for the latest flight information. On-ground officials are available across terminals to provide necessary assistance. Airport authorities said they are working closely with all stakeholders to minimize inconvenience to passengers. Travelers have been advised to check the latest flight status before heading to the airport. Indian mountaineer Kaba Kiano has successfully summited Mount Aconcagua in Argentina, the highest peak in South America, as part of her ambitious seven-summit mountaineering expedition. Kaba Kiano hails from Arunachal Pradesh. Mount Aconcagua is towered at 22,831 feet above sea level, and it is the highest peak in the Western Hemisphere. The domestic equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty surged in early trading session today after India and the US agreed to a trade deal under which Washington will bring down the reciprocal tariff on Indian goods to 18% from the current 25%. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 3,657 points to 85,323 in opening trade. The 50-share NSE Nifty surged 1,220 points to 26,308 in the opening trade today. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.